You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. The Wichita band Two Lot has a new single out today. The self-described electronic-driven jam band hopes to reach listeners with a message of social action and social change. Appropriately, the band takes its name from the second law of thermodynamics, which in part establishes the concept of entropy, or a state of chaos and disorder. Rudy Love Jr. and Sage Judd of Two Lot recently explained to KMUW's Jed Bodwin that their goal is to use their music to resist entropy.
One thing I almost never ask people about is the name of their band, just because very often the answer is, well, that's what we got stuck with. But in this case, it seems appropriate to start with that question.
Two Lot stands for the second law of thermodynamics. We intentionally cross it out because the idea is that if we can resist it, you know, if you can essentially resist entropy, that decay, that corruption, that eventual demise, then you, well, Sage, you help me out. Help me out, man. Sage is going to break it down.
You're arguably more articulate than I am.
No, dude.
But yeah, I feel like we kind of met out of random chance while everybody was kind of mutually struggling in their own thing, and it just seemed to be an appropriate thing to be striving for, you know, the sort of resisting the decay, the entropy, like Rudy was saying, and to just try to come out on the other end of that with something positive through just, you know, mindfulness and personal effort.
Yeah, and community, and being, you know, having people that challenge you but also hold you up.
I was talking with somebody yesterday, a songwriter, and he was saying that one of the things in making music is that it's a way to make himself feel better.
Yes.
So it's like, if he's looking at the world and seeing garbage everywhere, writing a song is sometimes a way of elevating the soul and the mind and the spirit. Yeah. Is that kind of where you're coming at with this?
Absolutely. I mean, for me, my brain tends to do this run 5,000 miles an hour with bummer thoughts, you know? And the thing I like about music so much is that it's mentally immersive. And when I sit down to play at the piano, that takes too much to also, like, I can't multitask effectively enough to freak out and play piano at the same time, you know what I mean?
I feel that way exactly, man. It's you know, it's the only thing that could get you through something like a loss, because, I mean, both listening to music and playing it, because I guess as a musician, you know, when you're listening to it, you're sort of playing in your mind anyways. Yeah, that process, I would say it's healing. It's good for you. And if you do it right, I guess it's good for others. But it's mostly, you know, selfish endeavor, I guess. But yeah, man, it like you said, it just takes the monkey mind, I guess is what they call it, and just focuses it in on something. And when you're working with a band, it's a language. I think Sage said it best yesterday. He said, you know, speech, and music is like speech, and, you know, a novel's good, but a conversation is something else, man. A conversation is beautiful.